Good morning.
早上好。
It's great to be here again with you today.
非常高兴又今天能跟你们在一起。
You know, we just finished our summer camp.
我们刚刚完成我们的那个夏令会。
And we have services every night all through the summer.
我们呢在整个夏天每天晚上都有一个聚会。
And our theme was manifest glory.
我们的那个主题呢是要神的荣耀要彰显出来。
Talking about, you know, the glory of God.
谈到那个神的荣耀。
How many know that a fish has to live in water?
我们有多少人知道鱼必须要那个生活在水里面？
Fish were created to be in water.
因为鱼就是被造的时候就要生活在水里面。
Did you know that we were created to be in God's glory?
你们知道我们需要我们被造的时候要住在神的荣耀里吗？
And we can only fulfill the call of God in our lives when we're walking in His glory.
我们只有那个走在神的荣耀当中的时候，我们才能够完成神对我们生命的呼召。
And you know, the church has a wrong idea of what the glory of God is.
因为教会呢，对于神的荣耀有一个错误的观念。
You know, the word glory is being used a lot today.
神的荣耀被这个词呢被用在神的很多地方。
Ministries all over the world are having conferences.
有很多的那个各种事工，那个各种那个特会。
And there are conferences on the glory.
然后他们的聚会呢在神的荣耀里面。
So it could be revival glory.
有可能是说那个复兴的荣耀。
God's glory come to earth.
或者神的荣耀进到地上来。
Fire glory.
或者是那个火的荣耀。
And people, Christians, go to all these conferences because they want to experience the glory.
然后那个很多人到那个参加那些特会呢、聚会呢，就是想要得到神的荣耀。
So they buy books, they buy CDs.
他们去买那个书，买那个磁盘。
Because we want to learn the secret of getting into the God's glory.
所以我们想要得到一个秘诀，怎么得到那个神的荣耀。
And so we go to services and conferences, hoping to see God's glory.
所以我们去那些那个聚会，去那个特会，我们想要得到神的荣耀。
But what happens is that when we do that, we wait for God to show up.
所以当我们那么做的时候，我们是在等着神能够来出现。
We put the responsibility on God to show up.
所以我们把那个责任呢放在那个神身上，让神要显示出来。
If God didn't show up, He didn't want to.
然后如果神没有显露出来，我们就说啊，神不想要显露。
And so because it's His responsibility, we can feel a little better when God doesn't show up.
所以如果我们把这个责任放在神的身上的时候，如果神没有显露出来，我们觉得舒服一点。
But I want to show you today, that's not the way God's glory works.
但是我今天想告诉你，这不是神的荣耀工作的方式。
You know, as I was sitting there during worship, God began to speak to me.
当我，你知道吗？当我刚才坐在那儿来敬拜的时候，神就不停地向我显那个启示。
And I feel I have to go a little bit away from what I prepared.
所以我要讲那个要从我那个已经准备的那个讲章上面要偏离一下。
Because we need to understand how important God's glory is.
因为我们不明白神的荣耀是多么的重要。
How many know we're getting very close to the end?
所以我们多少人明白我们现在已经进到那个末世，对那个最后的那个日子越来越多近了，有多么近。
That we live in a very dark world.
我们住在一个非常黑暗的这个时代里面。
And the world is dark because the church has not done its job.
这个世界变得黑暗是因为教会没有做它该做的工作。
How many know that the government is bringing laws that are against the Bible?
所以我们有没有多少人有知道这个政府呢把那个法律拿过来反对圣经的。
Some of these laws are very perverse.
然后有很多的那个法律呢是非常邪恶的。
It's because the church hasn't stood up and said that's not right.
因为这个教会没有站出来说这个不对。
And it's because the church has no power.
因为这个教会没有能力。
The church has failed to manifest the glory of God.
因为这个教会呢没有那个把那个神的荣耀彰显出来。
I'm going to show you this morning that it's not God's responsibility to come in His glory.
我想今天告诉大家，就是不是神的责任要把他的荣耀显露出来。
It's really our responsibility.To manifest the glory.
而是我们的荣耀，我们的责任要将神的荣耀彰显出来。
You know, the Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans,
因为那个保罗说的，
he says, that the creation waits with expectation for the manifestations of the sons of God.
因为那个神的所造的一切就是要彰显那个神的荣耀。
We're supposed to be manifesting.
我们要因为我们是神所造的，我们所以我们有责任要把神的荣耀显出来。
Now I want to read a couple of verses from the book of Exodus, chapter 34.
我们要看到那个
Exodus,
Exodus,
second book, Genesis, Exodus, second book of the Bible.
我们要看那个出埃及记。出埃及记。
Exodus 34, verse
28. 34章的28节。
It says, so he was there, this, we're talking about Moses, he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and he neither ate bread or drank water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
所以那个出埃及记34章28节，摩西在耶和华那里40昼夜，也不吃饭，也不喝水。耶和华将这约的话，就是十条诫写在两块板上。
And so now in verse 29, all the way to verse 32, so there is four verses. Can you read those?
好，我们从29节读四节哈，读四节经文。摩西手里拿着两块法板下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮因耶和华和他说话就发了光。亚伦和以色列众人看见摩西的面皮发光，就怕挨近他。摩西叫他们来，于是亚伦和会众的官长都到他那里去。摩西就与他们说话，随后以色列众人都近前来，他就把耶和华在西乃山上与他所说的一切话都吩咐他们。摩西与他们说完了话，就用帕子蒙上脸。
And here the Bible says that Moses was with God for 40 days and 40 nights.
所以这里说呢，就是摩西在那个山上跟神有四十昼夜相处。
And when he came down from the mountain to where the people were,
他从那个山上来到这个地上与人在一起的时候，
it says his face was shining with the glory.
所以他的脸上就发出荣耀的光来。
That the people were scared to come near him.
所以这些人呢，害怕跟他离得太近。
See, he spent 40 days in the presence of God.
所以他在神的这个同在里面待了40天。
40 days in the glory of God.
40天在这个荣耀里面。
That his skin began to absorb God's glory.
所以他的那个皮肤就是那个吸收到神的荣耀。
And so when he came down to the people, he reflected the glory.
所以当他回到人群当中的时候，他的里面就反射出神的光来。
Moses didn't need food, he didn't drink water.
让摩西在那里没有吃也没有喝。
He wasn't distracted with the things of the flesh.
他没有被因为那个肉体的事情打扰。
He wasn't in a hurry to leave God's presence.
他也没有说着急要离开神的荣耀。
40 days with God.
40天跟神在一起。
Sometimes we say, I'm going to pray 2 hours with God today.
有的时候我们说，我们今天要跟神在一起祷告两个小时。
And we think we did so well. Wow, 2 hours.
我们觉得我们做得不错，我们今天祷告了两个小时啊。
But Moses persevered for 40 days.
但是摩西在这个神的面前坚持了40天。
And because he was focused on God's presence.
因为他在那里聚焦在神的荣耀上面。
He absorbed the glory and later reflected the glory.
然后呢，他在那里吸收神的荣耀，然后呢，把荣耀也反射出来。
When Moses came down to the people.
当摩西来到那个人群当中的时候。
Moses didn't pray and say, God, please come down.
他没有说神啊，你请你来到下来。
Lord, let your glory fall.
然后呢，也没有说神啊，让你的荣耀降下来。
No, he was the one that manifested God's glory.
他呢，就是那个要反射出神荣耀的人。
That shows me that we're supposed to manifest His glory.
所以这个经文告诉我们，我们必须要把那个神的荣耀显露出来。
So number one, in order to reflect God's glory, we've got to be in His presence.
所以为了要将那个神的荣耀彰显出来，我们必须要在神的荣耀同在里面。
We got to spend a lot of time in His presence.
我们必须要在神的同在里面花很多时间。
Today there's so many distractions pulling us in every direction.
所以今天有很多的打扰，从不同的方向来把我们拽回来。
We get up in the morning and say, I'm going to pray when I get up in the morning.
然后我们早上起来说，哎，我要早上起来，我要祷告。
Something comes up, we don't pray.
然后有些事情出现的时候，我们就没有再祷告。
I'm going to pray tonight before I go to bed.
然后今天我要说，我要今天晚上在我睡觉之前我要祷告。
You sit in your chair ready to pray.
然后你坐在你的椅子上，准备好要祷告。
Or and also fall asleep.
然后你马上就呼噜打出来就开始。
Or maybe the phone rings.
或者是那个电话响了。
The devil does not want you to spend time in God's presence.
因为魔鬼不希望你在神的同在里面花时间。
And I'm going to show you why in a minute.
我要向你显明为什么。
But number one, Moses made it a priority to be in God's presence for a long time.
但是这个摩西呢，是已经把他在神的荣耀同在里面这个事情分别出来，放在一个非常高的优先级里面。
Okay, another reason that he could reflect God's glory, chapter 33 of Exodus.
然后我们要看那个出埃及记三十三章。
The Bible says, in verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt to the land that I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give this to your descendants.
然后三十三章的第一节，耶和华吩咐摩西说，我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，要将迦南地赐给你的后裔。现在你和你从埃及地所领出的百姓要从这里往那里去。
In verse 2, God says, and I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out, and then all your enemies, all these people there.
然后我要差遣使者在你面前，撵出那个所有的你的敌人。
In verse 3, God says, go up to the land flowing milk and honey.
然后第三节说，领你到那牛奶与蜜之地。
That's the promised land.
这个呢是一个应许之地。
That's the land of blessing.
这个地呢是一个祝福的地。
That's the land of prosperity.
这个地呢是一个丰富的地。
That was their inheritance.
这个是我们的那个产业。
God says, go, I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to send my angel with you.
然后神说，你们去，然后呢，我要是那个派天使与你一块去。
How many know the angels are powerful?
我们多少人知道那个天使有那个能力。
The Bible said that one angel killed 186,000 men of the enemy army.
所以这个天那个圣经上说一个天使杀败了成千上万的人。
So God said, Moses, I'm going to send my angel.
然后神说对摩西说我要差遣我的天使。
How many know that's a good thing?
我们多少人知道这是个好事情。
How many would like an angel to be here?
我们多少人知道想要那个天使在我们当中。
Because when angels show up, the supernatural shows up.
当那个天使显现的时候，这个超自然的事情就发生。
People get healed, miracles happen.
然后呢，人得到那个医治，那个神迹奇事发生。
So God said, Moses, I'm going to send my angel with you.
然后那个神对摩西说，我要送天使跟你在一起。
But there was one problem.
但是有一个问题。
In verse 3, God says, I will not go with you.
然后呢，神说，我自己不与你同上去，不同与你上去。
You can have everything, but I'm not going.
然后呢，神说，我你可以得到所有的事情，但是我不跟你一起去。
There's a lot of churches today that have everything.
然后现在这个教会里，很多教会有很多什么东西都有。
They got 10,000 members.
他有那个一万个成那个会员。
They got lights and videos and music.
他们有很好的灯光，有那个声音，有那个音乐。
They got programs.
他们有很多的那个那些活动。
But guess what they don't have?
但是猜一猜他们没有什么。
They don't have the presence of God.
他们没有神的同在。
It doesn't matter how many people you have.
不管你有多少人。
This morning when I was sitting in my chair.
但是今天早上我坐在我的椅子上。
Pastor Sophie said, Jesus, you are here.
然后那个雪飞姊妹说那个耶稣你在这里。
I could feel his presence.
我可以感觉到神的同在。
That's all you need, his presence.
这就是你所有你需要的就是神的同在。
So God said, Moses, I'm not going with you.
然后这个神对摩西说我不跟你一起去
Even though I promised you I'm going to give you the promised land
即使是我已经应许我把这个应许之地赐给你
The land that flows milk and honey
这个地呢是牛奶与蜜之地
And look what Moses says in chapter 33 verse 15
然后我们看那个十五节
Moses said to him If your presence does not go with us Do not bring us from here
然后摩西说你若不亲自与和我同去就不要把我们从这里领上去
God promised Moses everything
神对摩西应许所有的事情
But Moses says I don't want it
然后那个摩西说我不想要
If you don't go if your presence isn't with me I'm not going
然后如果你不去你的同在不与我们同行我们就不走
There are churches who love everything they have
然后现在的教会呢他们喜欢他们现在所有的东西
God's presence left 10 years ago
然后神的那个同在已经十几年前已经离开了
And they're okay with that
但是他们觉得还可以
Because they got the angel
因为他们有这个天使
But they don't have his presence
但是他们没有神的同在
And that's okay for them
这个对他们来讲觉得还可以
But a big church is not going to save your kids from drugs.
然后呢，这个大教会呢，并不能够让你的孩子远离这个毒品。
Having everything is not going to save your marriage.
他们也不能对你的婚姻没有什么任何的办法。
Only the presence of God can change your life.
只有神的同在能够改变你的生命。
We have to love God's presence.
我们必须要爱神的同在。
Moses spent so much time in God's presence.
摩西在那个神的同在里面花了很长时间。
Spent much time in his prayer closet.
在他的自己的那个祷告室里面。祷告了很久。
But he didn't just go to pray and repeat some words.
他们并不是去祷告，然后再重复一些话语。
He went because he loved God's presence.
他去是因为他喜欢神的同在。
So number one, you got to spend time with God.
首先，所以第一点，你要来花时间在神的跟神在一起。
Number two, you got to love His presence.
第二个呢，就是你要爱神的同在。
And so when God promises, okay, Moses, in verse 14, okay, my presence will go with you. I'm going with you.
然后呢，到了那个后来的，就是摩西神说：“好吧，我就跟你去。”十四节。
Once Moses got God's word, he was going to be with him.
所以那个神跟摩西在一起。
In verse 18, Moses goes a little further.
然后呢，到十八节的时候说，那个摩西要想跟神的荣耀走得更深一步。
And he says this in verse 18.Please show me your glory.
然后呢，这个摩西说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”
Moses wanted to see the glory of God.
摩西要看到神的荣耀。
And it says here, in verse 19, God says, "I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you." That's fine.
然后十九节，耶和华说：“我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过。”宣告我的名。
In verse 21, and the Lord said, "Here is a place by me; you shall stand on the rock."
然二十一节，耶和华说：“看哪，你在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上。”
Verse 22, so it shall be while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand, and I will pass by.
二十二节，我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。
Verse 23, then I shall take my hand away, and you shall see my back.
然后二十四三节说，然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背。
So basically, God's glory passed before Moses.
所以这个基本上就是神的荣耀从那个摩西面前经过。
And because that happened, Moses could absorb his glory and then later reflect the glory.
所以因为这样的事情发生呢，摩西就能够吸收神的荣耀，然后再把那个神的荣耀反射出来。
Something inside of Moses cried out for more.
所以那个在摩西的里面，他那个呼求要需要更多。
God used Moses to deliver Israel from Egypt.
所以呢，神使用摩西将那个以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
Moses was probably one of the most powerful men in the Bible.
所以摩西应该是说在这个圣经里头非常有能力的那个人之一。
Moses had a great ministry.
摩西有非常大的事工。
He had a 2 million member church.
他有一个两百万人的一个大教会。
He did creative miracles.
他并没有自己没有建立那个神迹。
He threw his rod on the ground and turned into a snake.
他那个就把那个他的杖变得摔在石头上，这个变成一个杖变成蛇。
He called 10 plagues from heaven to destroy Egypt.
他要从那个带来了十个灾难给那个埃及。
He parted the Red Sea.
他把那个红海给分开。
That's a pretty powerful ministry.
他这是一个非常那个有能力的一个事工。
And many people, many pastors would be okay with that.
然后很多人觉得啊，这个没问题啊。
But Moses knew there had to be more.
但是摩西知道他需要更多。
Moses wanted to see the glory of God.
这个摩西需要看到神的荣耀。
Something inside him cried out for the glory.
所以有些什么东西在你里面要来让你来寻求。
Today we know that it's the Holy Spirit within us.
我们知道今天圣灵在我们的里面。
I want you to go really quickly to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
我们要想回到那个创世纪二章第七节。
It says, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living being.
然后这里头，耶和华用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成为了有灵的活人。
And so when God creates man, he breathes the Holy Spirit into man.
所以当那个神造人的时候，他把那个圣灵的气吹进去。
And the Holy Spirit is man's first encounter with God's glory.
所以那个圣灵是人跟神之间那个相遇的第一个接触点。
And because of this, we have the capacity to walk in the supernatural realm.
所以因为有这个，所以我们就有可以有那个能力，有那个能力可以走在神的荣耀里面。
It's the Holy Spirit in us that gives us the ability to be in God's glory.
所以只有那个神的荣耀，神的那个圣灵在我们的里面的时候，让我们就能够有可能走在神的荣耀当中。
I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们看那个《哥林多后书》第三章
2 Corinthians chapter 3
我们看那个《哥林多后书》第三章
Let me just recap that in order for us to manifest God's glory, we have to be in His presence.
所以让我再回头来跟大家复述一下，如果我们要想那个找到神的同在里面，首先就是要在神的同在里面。
So like Moses, we have to spend time with him.
我们要花那个时间，像摩西一样花时间在神的同在里面。
Not just 10 minutes here, 5 minutes there, but we have to make a habit of being in a prayer closet.
我们不只是说那个一个十分钟，而是说我们要有一个习惯，要在我们的祷告室里面与神同在。
So number one, we've got to spend time with God.
首先第一点，我们要跟神在一起花时间。
Number two, we've got to love His presence.
第二个呢，就是我们要喜爱神的同在。
And number three, we have to be hungry for the glory.
然后第三呢，就是我们需要有个渴慕神的那个神的荣耀。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
我们看一下那个哥林多后书三章十八节。
It says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord,are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以三章十八节我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状荣上加荣如同从前从主的灵变成的。
The devil does not want you to spend time with God.
撒旦不希望你在神的同在里面花时间。
Because here it says that when we...behold His glory, we are transformed into the image of Christ.
所以这里头讲到呢，就是当我们在神的荣耀同在里面的时候，我们就变成了主的形状。
By the Holy Spirit.
被因为神的灵。
But let me tell you how this works.
我们看一下，我告诉你怎么这个东西怎么才能够成。
It says when we behold the glory.
当我们在那里看这个荣耀的时候。
As in a mirror.
像那个看镜子一样。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Have you ever looked in the mirror?
我们有多少人这个在镜子面前照顾自己？
What happens when you look in the mirror?
当你在这个镜子面前看的时候，发生什么事情？
You know, you get ready in the morning to go to work or go to school.
然后你知道你在那个早上，准备好去上班或者去上学之前。
You just don't look in the mirror and just leave right away.
你不是说就是看了一眼镜子，然后你就走了。
You look for a long time.
你在那里看了很长时间。
You check your eyes.
你来检查你的眼睛。
Did I shave?
我有没有刮胡子
？How's my hair?
我的头发怎么样
？You're not distracted by anything else.
你并没有被那个其他的事情打扰。
You're focused on you.
你在那里聚集在你自己的身上。
And you spend a lot of time beholding your reflection in the mirror.
所以你在你那个镜子面前。看着你自己看了一些时间。
In James chapter 1 verse 24,
在那个
23-24,
雅各书第一章的23-24。
James chapter 1 verse 23-24,
雅各书第三章第一章的23-24。
It says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer." He is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately he forgets what kind of man he was.
所以因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。
This is another example of looking in the mirror.
这个就是呢，看那个镜子的时候，一个另外一个例子。
In 2 Corinthians, it says, as we behold as in a mirror,
所以在那个哥林多后书说的，当我们看到镜子里的那个反照的时候
，Here it says the man just observes himself。
说这里的人呢，就是说把他自己吸收进来。
To observe means to just take a quick look。
然后呢，就是这个吸收呢，就是说有一个快速的看。
But to behold means to stare。
然后这里头呢，还有一个就是 behold， 就是看了，一直长时间的在那里看。
Means to perceive。
就在那里有一个领受。
To spend a lot of time staring。
所以就在那里花了很多时间在那盯着。
The Apostle John said, when talking about Jesus, we beheld his glory。
所以那个约翰说看了神的羔羊，要看了。
They were attracted to looking at Jesus。
他要看到那个，就是被那个神的羔羊所吸引，要看他。
So they spent a lot of time looking。
所以要花很多时间来看耶稣。
They didn't just observe, take a quick look and walk away.
他并不只是说简单的去看一下，然后呢就是转眼。
Because when that happens, you forget who you are.
如果你去看镜子，看一眼马上就转开了，你根本看不到你的相貌如何。
But when you behold, you focus the vision on the mirror.
当你说的像那个约翰说的看了 behold 的时候，你就一直在那里看着盯着。
And so when we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord，
所以当我们在镜子里看那个主的看那个荣光的时候
，The Bible says we're transformed。
然后呢，这个圣经上说，你就得到了变成了主的形状，更新了。
From glory to glory，
从荣耀到荣耀。
By the Spirit，
被圣的灵。
Into the image of Christ，
变成那个主的样式。
Now the word transformed。
这个词更新哈，变成 transform 这个词，
to be changed, transform
就是被改变、被更新。
Paul uses this in Romans chapter 12 verse 2。
保罗使用这个话在那个罗马书十二章二节。
He says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
所以这个保罗说，不要效法这个世界，乃是要被这个，乃是要心意更新。
That word transform in Greek is where we get our English word metamorphosis.
所以这个 transform 这个词呢，是在希腊文的这个改变呢，是在英文的叫做 metamorphosis， 就是那个蜕变。
It means it's a change from the inside out.
就是从里面改变在外面出来。
You know, when Jesus went to the mountain with his disciples.
所以当那个耶稣和他的门徒上那个山上的时候。
It says he was transfigured before them.
然后呢，这个主呢就改变了登山变相，那个相貌变了。
Remember Moses and Elijah were there with Jesus.
所以这他们就看到这个摩西和那个以利亚跟那个主在一起。
It says that his face was shining like the brightness of the sun.
所以他们那个看到那个耶稣主的脸光像那个太阳一样发出光来。
So what was inside of Jesus, the light was coming out.
所以在那个耶稣主里面的东西。就是出来那个显露出来。
And he was transfigured before them.
所以耶稣在那个山上就变了这个，就是改变了这个形象。
That word transfigured is the same as transformation, to be transformed.
所以那个登山变相的那个变化和那个心意更新的那个变化是一个词。
It's a change from the inside out.
是从那个里面改变之后变到外面的改变。
A very good example of that is a caterpillar.
所以这个非常那个好的那个例子呢，就是我们看到那个毛毛虫变蝴蝶。
It makes a little cocoon, and after some time, out comes a butterfly.
然后呢，这个毛毛虫开始在那里做茧，然后最后呢，从那个茧里面出来一个美丽的蝴蝶。
There was a transformation that occurred.
所以在这里头有一个更新变化发生。
And so when we behold the glory, we are transformed into the image of Christ.
所以当我们在那个神的同在里面的时候，看着这个主的镜子，看着主的样子的时候，我们就是更新了。
When we read the passage in Exodus 34,
然后当我们看那个读那个出埃及记34的时候，
It said that Moses was in the presence of God, and when he came down from the mountain, he was shining with glory.
所以当摩西在跟神同在的时候，他的下来的时候，他身上反射出神的荣光，对不起。
But what happened, it was external.
这个呢是在外边他们看见的。
His skin absorbed the glory and it just reflected it.
所以他那个是外面，他的皮肤吸收了这个光，然后呢再把那个光反射出来。
Let me give you an example.
然后我给他一个例子。
Do you know what a sunburn is?
然后我们大家都知道 那个太阳被太阳晒之后那个烧伤。
Anybody here ever been sunburned?
我们多少人是有那个经历，那个被太阳那个皮肤晒。
You know, your back is all red.
然后你的皮后背都已经晒红了。
Someone comes, hey, how's it going?
然后有些人给你拍拍你的后背，你怎么样？你就感觉到马上疼痛。
Because your skin is burned.
因为你的皮肤被烧伤了。
What's a sunburn?
这个太阳的那个皮肤的烧伤是太阳烧伤是怎么样
？Your skin is red.
然后你的皮肤是变红的。
It's because that's the evidence that you've been in the presence of the sun for too long.
因为这个呢，就是你的皮肤的红，就是是你在这个太阳底下晒时间长的一个证据。
Right. So sunburn is the evidence that you've been in the sun for a long period of time.
所以这个皮肤的晒伤是表示你在那个太阳底下照射时间长的一个证据。
Your skin is reflecting the effects of the rays of the sun.
所以你的皮肤要反射出来，要那个是你在那个太阳光下面被照射时间长的那个效果。
And that's what happened to Moses.
这个呢，就是对于摩西来讲是同样的事情。
He was in the presence of God.
他在神的同在里面。
His skin absorbed the glory.
他的皮肤这个吸收了那个神的荣耀。
And when he went down to the people, they could see that.
然后，所以当他回到这个人当中的时候，那些人就能够看见这个事情。
Just like a sunburn.
就像那个太阳晒伤了皮肤一样。
If Pastor Bill has a sunburn, he doesn't have to tell me.
然后，如果我身上有个皮肤晒伤的时候，我不需要告诉麦格尔弟兄。
I can see it.
他就能够看见，在我的皮肤上能够看到。
Just like the people could see the glory of Moses on his face.
就像那些人能够看到摩西的脸上发光是一样。
But it was outside. It was external.
这个呢是外部的，外面的就能够看见的。
Moses was not transformed.
但是这个摩西并没有被在那个时候没有更新。
Because transformation is a change from the inside out.
但是这个更新呢是从里面到外面的。
But here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 it says that we are transformed in his glory.
所以在这个哥林多后书说我们是那个被更新了变成主的样式。
That means we have the glory inside of us.
所以这里的说呢就是我们有这个神的荣耀在我们的里面。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有圣灵。
Moses did not have the Holy Spirit.
然后摩西并没有圣灵。
If you read Exodus 34, it says Moses came from the presence of God, went back in, came back out, and he did this over and over.
所以如果我们看那个出埃及记，看到摩西那个进到那个神的同在里面，然后再出来之后呢，又回到神的同在里面，然后又回来，就是。他这个事情呢是发生很多次的。
So when he came to the people, he would put a veil on. When he went to the presence of God, he would take the veil off.
所以当他去见人的时候，他要把那个帕子盖到他的脸上。然后当他进去见神的时候，他要把那个帕子揭开。
But the Bible says he went to the presence of God very often.
所以这个圣经上讲的就是，摩西进到神的同在里面，经常去。
And he was basically recharging his batteries.
所以这个他所做的事情就像我们去跟那个电池充电一样。
In order to reflect the glory.
所以为了要那个反射出神的荣耀，他必须要做。
We have to do the same thing.
我们必须要做同样的事情。
It says here, when we behold the glory, we are transformed.
所以这里说，为了我们要想要得到这个神的荣耀，我们要去看神的荣耀。
But it's from glory to glory.
要从荣耀到荣耀。
So just like Moses kept going back into the presence of God, we got to go back to the presence of God.
所以就像那个摩西一样，不停的回到神的同在里面，我们也是一样，也要不停的回到神的同在里面。
As Moses spent time in God's glory, we got to spend time in God's glory.
就像那个摩西在神的同在里面花时间，我们也一样在神的同在里面花时间。
But we are transformed.
我们被更新了。
We have the glory inside of us.
我们有那个神的荣耀在我们的里面。
You see, in Hebrews 1, verse 3,
我们看那个希伯来书第一章第三节。
It says that Jesus is the brightness of his glory.
然后这里他说呢，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Jesus is the brightness of the glory of God.
因为神是那个人神荣耀所发的光辉，耶稣是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And how many know that when we become Christians, Jesus comes to live inside of us?
我们多少人知道，当我们相信耶稣的时候，耶稣就进到我们的里面来。
How many here have Jesus inside you?
我们有多少人有耶稣在你里面？耶稣在你里面。
Everybody, everybody.
我们每一个人都有耶稣在我们里面。
Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 27. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 says this.
哥罗西书一章二十七节。
It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
然后就是基督在你心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
That's the transformation.
这个呢是一个更新。
We are transformed from glory to glory.
我们更新是从荣耀到荣耀。
Into His same image.
变成那个主同样的样式。
The image of Christ.
就是基督的样式。
By the Spirit of God.
被透过圣灵来做的。
So as Moses could only reflect the glory on the outside.
然后当那个摩西只是能够反射出外面的荣光，
we have the glory inside of us.
但是我们有里面的荣光。
And that is why the devil doesn't want you to be in God's glory.
这是为什么，魔鬼不希望你在神的荣耀里面花时间。
When Moses came down from the mountain, the people were scared of him.
所以当那个摩西从那个西乃山上下来的时候，这些人害怕见他。
He impacted the people.
他那个影响了那些其他的人。
How much more if we have the Holy Spirit in us with the glory will we impact people?
所以我们多长时间人呢在我们的我们神在神在我们里面的荣耀我们能够影响到别人。
Remember what I said that we have to behold the glory.
所以我记得吗我刚才说我们必须要看神的荣耀看了一直看。
We cannot be distracted.
我们不能够被那个打扰。
Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights in God's glory.
然后摩西在神的荣耀同在里面有四十个昼夜。
He didn't eat, he didn't drink.
他没有吃也没有喝。
He wasn't distracted with the things of the flesh.
他没有被这个肉体的事情所打扰。
Distraction will take you away from God's purpose to be in His glory.
所以当我们被打扰的时候，我们这个神给我们的目的，我们就被影响了。
How many here have said today or right now, I'm going to pray for an hour?
然后我们有多少人说我现在开始要祷告好几个小时。
And then the phone rings.
然后呢就是现在电话响了。
Or you go to pray.
然后你去祷告。
And you remember, oh, I forgot to do this.
然后呢你又说哎呀我忘了这个事情。
Or say, I'm going to pray, but first I'm going to watch 10 minutes of TV.
然后呢我这一会儿我说我要一会儿去祷告但是现在我先看十分钟的那个电视。
2 hours later, you're still watching TV.
两个小时以后，你还在看电视。
Why? Because you're distracted.
为什么？你因为你被打扰了。
The devil's going to use distraction to take you away from being in God's purpose.
所以这个撒旦呢，就是用这个一些这个打扰，让你从那个神的荣耀同在里面出来。
There's a story in the Bible about David and Goliath.
所以这里在圣经上有一个故事，就是大卫和歌利亚。
David went to see his brothers.
然后大卫呢是本来是想去看他的哥哥们。
They were supposed to fight the Philistines.
然后他们那哥哥那些人呢是要跟那个非利士人打仗。
But they had this one soldier that was 10 feet tall.
但是这有一个战士，有一个勇士呢是十尺高。
Big soldier.
非常大的一个战士。
And he would come out.
他就出来。
And he would threaten the army of Israel.
然后呢，他在那里威胁那些以色列的军队。
And the Bible says that the Israeli soldiers,
但那些圣经上说那些真的那些战士们
，they were hiding behind a rock.
他们就在那里躲在那个石头下面。
Because the giant was big.
因为那个巨人非常的大。
And then David came.
然后大卫来了。
And he goes, why are these guys hiding?
然后他就说，为什么你这些人在躲着呢
？Okay, he's big.
然后那些人说：“那个孩子们，孩子，那个你看那个巨人那么大。
”My God's bigger。
然后呢，但是大卫说：“我的神更大。
”They forgot they were the army of God。
但是他们忘记了他们是神的军队。
The God who created the universe。
然后神造了那个宇宙万物。
They were distracted by fear。
他们被那个惧怕所搅扰。
They were distracted by a giant。
他们被这个巨人所搅扰。
David。Had a great relationship with God.
大卫跟神之间有个非常好的关系。
And so he fought the giant.
他就是去战这个巨人。
The Hebrew soldiers didn't want to fight because they thought they would die.
所以这些希伯来的那个战士不敢去打那个哥利亚，他们觉得他要去打的话，他就会死掉。
Because the giant was big.
因为这个巨人非常的巨大。
David,
大卫
never for one moment.
他没有一个时候
thought he was going to lose.
他认为他会失败。
He knew he was going to win.
他知道他要赢。
You know, the giant threatened David.
让这个巨人在那里威胁这个大卫。
Because I'm going to give your flesh and bones to the birds.
然后呢，他说这个哥利亚呢，他就是威胁大卫，我要把你的尸体来喂鸟，喂那个动物。
I'm going to kill you.
我要会杀死你。
And the Bible says that David says, "Giant, you come to me with spears and swords."
然后呢，这个圣经讲那个大卫对哥利亚说，巨人，你是拿着那个矛对拿那个一般的武器来。
But I come to you in the name of the Lord.
但是我去找你的时候是要有耶稣耶和华的名。
And you know the story, David kills Goliath.
然后呢，结果就是大卫把那个哥利亚杀死了。
David wasn't distracted by the big giant.
那个大卫并没有被那个哥利亚的身材高大而影响。
Because he was focused on the Lord.
因为他聚焦，把他的眼睛定睛在耶稣身上。
How about Gideon?
你们再想想那个基甸。
He had to fight the Syrian army.
然后呢
sorry, the Midianites.
那个基甸要跟那个米甸人打仗。
They had 120,000 soldiers.
他们有那个上百万的人。
And Gideon started out with 33,000 men.
然后呢，就是基甸呢，从3,000个人开始。
But when God gets through with him, he only has 300 men.
后来那个神告诉他开始做呢，只要300人就可以了。
Can you imagine that?
他刚开始将近三万的人。
Gideon's army has 300 soldiers.
基甸的军队只有300个人。
The enemy had 120,000 soldiers.
然后呢，这个敌人呢有10,000多人。
But Gideon knew his God.
但是那个基甸知道他认识他的神。
And Gideon got the victory.
然后基甸呢得胜了。
Because he wasn't distracted by the size of the army.
他没有被那个神的那被那个敌仇敌的那个军队的大小所影响。
The devil wants to get you distracted.
魔鬼呢希望你被这些东西所打扰
to take your focus off of God
让你的焦点从那个神的上面出来
and on your giant
但就是他忘记他那个被巨人的打扰真的
that's why in 2 Corinthians it says we have to behold the glory
所以这个哥林多后书说我们必须要看神的荣耀
You've got to focus on the glory.
我们必须要聚集在神的荣耀上面
And we have to focus on God.
我们就是要放把我们的焦点放在神身上
Because if you get distracted, the enemy is going to win.
所以如果我们要去被这些事情打扰的时候这个敌人就会赢
The Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory.
然后这圣经上说这个神在你的里面这个人神那个荣耀的主
you and
荣耀的盼望在你的里面
You and God can do all things.
所以你和神在一起，凡事都能。
Okay, I want to read one more verse.
我们再读一个经文。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
我们看那个马太福音第五章的14-15。
Matthew 5, 14, 15 says this. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a lampstand.And it gives light to all who are in the house.
我们看那个马太福音第五章的14-15说你们是世界的光城造的山上是不能隐藏的人点灯不放在斗底下是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人
Verse 16 Let your light shine before men.That they may see your good works and glorify God your Father in heaven.
所以十六节，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天的父。
Jesus says, "You are the light of the world."
然后这个耶稣说你们是世界的光。
It says, "Let your light shine."
让你的光要照出来。
What's he talking about?
他在这里说什么呢
He's talking about the glory of God.
他在这里说神的荣耀
You have something Moses never had.
你有一些那个即使是摩西也没有的东西
And that's the spirit of God inside you.
这就是神的灵在你的里面
Who transforms you from glory to glory.
这个神的灵让你更新从荣耀到荣耀
Into the image of Christ.
变成那个主的形象
We are the one that is supposed to manifest God's glory.
所以我们的责任是必须，我们本来应该要去把那个神的荣耀反射出来。
But the glory doesn't have to be visible like Moses.
但是这个荣耀不一定必须像那个摩西那样的脸上发出那个光来。
When you pray for someone and they get healed, you're manifesting God's glory.
所以当你去为某个人祷告的时候，那个人得到医治，那你就把这个神的荣耀反射出来。
When you give someone a prophetic word and it touches their life, you're manifesting His glory.
当你这个去为某人祷告，有些先知性的话语。那个话语触摸到他的灵魂，那个呢就是神的荣耀彰显出来。
When someone is hurt and broken, and you go and you love on them, and you have compassion, you're manifesting God's glory.
所以当有些人的心碎了、难受的时候，你去拥抱他们、爱他们，让他们得到安慰，那你就是把这个神的荣耀带出来了。
When you share your testimony, someone gets saved, you're manifesting God's glory.
当你去为主、为某些人来做见证的时候。那些人得救了，那就是神的把那个神的荣耀彰显出来了。
The more we walk in His glory, the more we're going to see the supernatural power of God.
所以，当我们越多的走在神的荣耀同在里面的时候，我们就越多的看到神的能力，那些神迹奇事发生。
God wants to use you.
神想要使用你。
You know, the Bible says in Habakkuk that the earth will be covered with the glory of God.
哈巴谷说，那个全地要被神的荣耀所充满。
That's us manifesting His glory.
这就是我们要去彰显神的荣耀。
Now, how do I know that God wants to manifest His glory through you?
我们怎么知道神想要透过你来彰显他的荣耀呢？
Well, we see in Exodus 34, it says that Moses built a tabernacle and God visited him in the tabernacle.
所以这里头这个出埃及记说那个摩西自己建了一个那个帐幕，他要在那个神在那个帐幕里面，他跟神在一起。
In Exodus 26, God tells Moses to build him a big tabernacle.
然后到那个出埃及记26章的时候呢，摩西那个神让摩西要建一个大的帐幕。
And God shows up inside the tabernacle.
神要在那个大的那个帐幕会幕里面显露出来。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, the Bible says, "We are the temple of God."
然后那哥林多后书讲说，我们是那个我们的身体是神的殿。
God loves to show up in a tabernacle.
所以神要愿意显示在那个圣殿里面。
The difference was back then they actually built a tent.
然后呢，他们在那里是建了一个殿。
And that tabernacle
建了一个会幕。
That tabernacle was set in one place.
然后这个会幕呢是造在安在一个地方的。
Today we are mobile tabernacles.
现在呢，我们是一个移动的那个神的殿会幕。
Everywhere we go, we take the glory of God.
所以每一个地，我们不管走到哪里去，我们就带着把这个神的荣耀带着。
We have to stop believing that we come to a service hoping God shows up.
所以我们需要改变我们的那个心思意念，是不是说我们去到那个神的面前来吸收这个神的荣耀
？As Moses reflected God's glory on his face.
不是说像摩西那样的。他的脸上要反射出这个神的光来。
We are supposed to manifest His glory everywhere that we go.
我们就是应该是不管我们走到哪里，神的荣耀在我们的里面自然的彰显出来。
And your biggest enemy is distraction.
我们最大的敌人是一些打扰。
A distraction is something that takes away your attention from God.
那些打扰呢，就是让你把你的注意力从神那面前转移。
For the Israel army, it was a giant.
然后对于以色列的军队来讲，那个打扰、那个搅扰呢，是一个大的那个巨人。
For Gideon, it was a big army.
然后对于基甸来讲，他那个搅扰呢，是那个敌人军队的那个规模。
It was some sort of giant.
所以就是有不同类型的那个巨人。
So what's your giant?
所以你的面前的巨人是什么
？What's your distraction?
所以你的那个搅扰你的是什么
？What's keeping you away from God's glory?
是什么东西让你远离神的荣耀
？I had a giant.
我也有一个巨人。
You know what my giant was?
你知道我的巨人是什么
？My cell phone.
我的手机。
My iPhone.
我的那个 iPhone.
Every time I got home, I have a couple minutes. I sit down. I pull out my iPhone.
所以每次经常我一回到家有几分钟的时候，我就坐了拿出我的手机来。
I say, okay, I'm going to go to my room. I'm going to pray for a little bit.
然后我本来想我要进到我的房间里面祷告一会儿。
But first, I'm check Facebook.
首先我要去看我的那个 Facebook.
I'd be on Facebook for half an hour.
我在我脸书上花了半个小时。
Wasting my time.
然后呢浪费了我的时间。
Get on my iPad, watch videos.
然后呢又把我的 iPad 拿出来看那个视频。
So what I did,
所以我现在所做的
for a period of time,
对有隔一段时间
I got a Motorola flip phone.
然后
the flip phone, the little flips open.
我有一个就是我把我那个原来的老的那个摩托罗拉的老的那个折叠的电话打出来。
It's an old phone.
那是一个老电话
Four or five years ago
四五年以前的
I can't go on internet
我们不能用那个来上上网
I can't get on Facebook
我也不能用那个上那个脸书
I use it for one reason
我使用它就一个原因
Talk on the phone
只是在电话上说话
You know how hard it is to send a text message on one of those phones?
你知道用那样的这个手机要是想打一个打信息的时候多难吗
You know with a nice smartphone you just hit the keys
然后在这个新的那个智能手机上，你只是点那些键。
With this phone, every button has three letters.
然后在那个老电话上，每一个按钮上面有三个字母。
With my phone, I could speak into it a text message in 10 seconds.
然后在我现在这个手机上，我只要是对它一说话，它就可以把它变成文字打。
With this phone, I'm like this for like 2 minutes.
然后呢，现在这个老的电话要划那个2分钟。
I didn't want to be on my phone.
所以我不想要在我的电话上花时间。
And that was a good exercise for me in discipline.
所以这就是对我自己来讲是一个好的，对我自己的一个管教。
So that I wouldn't be on my phone, it was a distraction for me.
我就不用在这个电话上花很多时间。
My son is on his phone even at night.
所以我的儿子即使是晚上，他都拿着他的电话。
So what I did, I went into the router.
然后呢，我就去到那个我的那个路由器上。
And it said Wi-Fi only works from 9 in the morning to 10 at night.
然后呢，我这个把那个我这个路由器改成只有早上九点无线网嘛，只有早上九点到晚上十点才能够工作。
So by 10 o'clock, no internet, he goes to bed.
然后呢，到十点的时候，我的孩子呢就没有这个无线网了，他就上床。
I got no internet, I go to bed.
然后如果我也没有这个，我也就是十点要上床了。
Because I want to get rid of all the distractions that keep me from God's presence.
所以我也想把这些所有的这些搅扰的东西。从那个拦着我去跟亲近神的都要拿走。
What is your distraction?
所以你的那个搅扰你的东西是什么
？What's keeping you from being in the presence of God?
所以什么东西让你远离神的同在
？What's keeping you from being hungry for God's glory?
什么东西能够拦住你，就是要渴慕神的事情
？Whatever it is, you got to get rid of it.
所以你不管是什么样的东西，你要把这些事情拿走。
We will not reflect God's glory if we don't spend time in His presence.
所以，如果我们不在神的同在里面花很多时间，我们就没有办法反射出神的荣耀来。
We can't reflect the glory if we don't love His presence.
如果我们不在神的同在里面，我们就不爱他的那个同在。
And we can't reflect His glory if we're distracted.
所以，如果我们被打扰、被搅扰了，我们就没有办法显出神的荣耀了。
We're very close to the end of time.
所以我们现在呢，对那个末世的日子更近了。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣要回来。
Again, Paul says in Romans that the creation waits for the manifestations for the sons of God.
所以那个这个保罗在那个罗马书上讲啊，那些所有的东西都在等候神的荣耀。
That's you and I.
这个就是你和我。
Do you want to reflect God's glory?
你想要？反射出神的荣耀吗
Do you want to be used by God?
你想要被神来使用吗
It's time to get serious.
所以就是要有一个时间我们要开始认真起来
If you're distracted by your cell phone,
如果你要总是被你的手机所打扰
get a flip phone for about a month.
所以就是要拿一个老电话来用一两个月
God has so many treasures for us in heaven.
所以神在天上有很多的财宝为我们积留。
But we only get those treasures depending on how we live our life on earth for Him.
所以这些东西我们怎么得到呢？就是在于我们在地上我们怎么来生活。
This life is very short.
所以我们在地上的生活是很短的。
Heaven is for eternity.
但是我们要为那个永恒来着想。
Let's work for the Lord.
所以我们要来为主来做工。
Let's recommit ourselves to the Lord.
让我们自己要委身在主面前。
Just pray, Holy Spirit, show me your glory.
所以就是我们要祷告，就是圣灵啊，来显示神的荣耀。
Holy Spirit, make me hungry for God.
圣灵啊，让我对神的事情更加的饥渴。
Take what's inside of me and get rid of it.
所以从我里面把我的那些渴望拿走。
And give me more of you.
包括你自己更多的给我们。
Let's focus on the Lord.
让我们聚集在我们神的主的面前眼前。Amen.
Amen. What I want to do is, I want, if you can come up, I want you just to form a line. I just want to pray for you that God will give you hunger for His glory.
所以我请大家到前面来哈，我们拉成一条线，我要为大家来祷告，让大家对神的事情更加的渴慕。
Any distractions would be taken away.
任何的那些打扰的东西都要拿走。我们弟兄姐妹到前面来。
The Bible says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good."
让圣经上说，你要来尝尝主恩的滋味，来尝一尝，来看一看主恩的滋味。
So I'm going to pray that you will get a taste of the Lord, Amen.
所以你要，我们也祷告，你要能够尝到主恩的滋味。
Amen.
祷告你能尝。Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.